It's us, Lucky Paper Radio, here for a bonus episode. I'm your host, Andy. Of course, I'm here with my venerable co-host, Anthony, used to manage his cubes with a text editor, Maddox.
I still have a lot of cube-related things in text files and spreadsheets. These are good tools.
If you know how to use them, text editors can be quite powerful and very potent. And so I understand why you do it. It makes a lot of sense. I personally am a spreadsheet man. I don't give a sense too much of a spreadsheet man, actually.
I make some spreadsheets now and then. I mean, I can go wild with some spreadsheets when I really need to.
Yes. I mean, certainly your rotisserie draft spreadsheet is one of the great spreadsheets, I would say, of all the spreadsheets out there.
The other problem with these tools, though, is I need pictures. I can't really think about magic cards just in names.
Yeah, that makes sense. The reason we are here with the bonus episode and talking about Anthony managing his cube and card collection with a text editor is because we want to both acknowledge that Cube Tutor has officially announced as of Monday that they are going to be shutting their doors on November 1st and taking down the website. And as of right now, it's unclear what's going to happen with the data. Ben said in his original post that the data would be deleted. I know there's been a lot of people, me included, that have reached out to Ben and said, hey, that data seems pretty important and great. Can we get it some way? And when I last talked to him, I think he was trying to work on some way to make it available to people. We'll find out. But suffice it to say, let's not assume the data is going to be there. So let's assume the data is going to go away. And we're basically recording this episode to make sure that everybody out there that is still on Cube Tutor, take an opportunity to move your cube somewhere else, download the relevant data, transition over to Cube Cobra, just so we don't have cubes lost in the ether come November 1st.
Yeah, that would be really sad to see. And also, in addition to your cubes, I went back. I hadn't actually visited Cube Tutor in the longest time. But going back and looking at my old blog posts and saying, oh, yeah, that's when I took out all the Evolving Wilds from my regular cube and put in a bunch of Prismatic Vistas and other little moments like that. So sort of seeing the whole history of it was cool and definitely something I immediately downloaded all those pages. So I have that record.
Yeah, if you are looking to get other data out of Cube Tutor, you can, of course, just save pages in your web browser if you want with the Command S feature, and that will save the HTML page to your computer. You can reference it that way.
Copy and paste it to a text editor.
You can copy and paste them one by one to a text editor if you want. I actually, because I had quite a few blog posts on Cube Tutor, I did this actually, you know, like years ago when I moved over to Cube Cobra, but I wanted the history of my blog posts from Cube Tutor, and so I installed a scraping plugin. It's called webscraper.io. And it's got a plugin for most modern web browsers. And it lets you, through a pretty intuitive click and drag interface, describe what information you want to put into different spreadsheets and then download that spreadsheet, which is a nice tool to like let you use your web browser to save some data to your computer. So unfortunately, there's no other great, super easy way we can point you to do this, but you can always, you know, play around with these web scraper plugins, just copy and paste stuff and get what you want to get out of the site, even if you don't think you're going to want it now. I would say that I'm a bit of a digital pack rat, so maybe I'm not the person to ask, but you never know what you're going to want in the future, and there's really no feeling worse than not having a thing that you now want to have access to.
Our digital assets feel so concrete sometimes because they're in the cloud. There's no way I can lose or break this, but the internet is...
Clouds are so strong and they last forever, right? That's one of the main things about clouds. They're just permanent.
First thing I'd say about clouds. But yeah, the internet is changing and evolving. Cube Tutor was, I know for so many people, a huge part of them getting into Cube. I mean, really just being able to put your list into something where you can see the images, you can sort through it, you can simulate a draft was such a huge boon. And I think, you know, spiritually, a lot of the things that were invented on Cube Tutor have been carried through in Cube Cobra. So it's great to see the technology continue to advance and move forward, but that does come with the setback of losing some of these old records in history. So
yeah,
go get your data.
We don't talk about this on the show ever, but I mean, Anthony and I, we build websites for a living, not just the little dinky website, luckypaper.co, but some pretty big complicated websites. So we know the amount of work that it goes into running a site the scale of Cube Tutor and can appreciate Ben's position of having been running the site at a financial loss for a long time and trying to figure out what to do with it. I don't think we in modern society have a good sense of how to commemorate or memorialize the loss of a website. Like, it's somewhere between your vacuum cleaner breaking and like the library burning down. It's like, and you don't know which of these things it's closer to. But I do want to try and put together something at Lucky Paper Radio to memorialize Cube Tutor. I do think it's a really important part of the history of our format. You know, the tools we have access to, I'm a firm believer, have a huge role in the way we interact with the thing the tools modify. That's a complicated way of saying that were it not for Cube Tutor, I don't think the cube community would exist the way it does today. I don't think there'd be as many people that are interested in designing cubes and managing cubes and talking about cube, if not for there being a central way to put your list online, to have it be easily understood and read and viewed by other people. I think it was a huge factor in just allowing the community to exist and blossom as it did. And so I do want to do something to kind of commemorate the website as it goes down on November 1st. So we've requested voice memos on the show before. I'm doing it again. If you have anything to say about CubeTutor, a memory, a particular cube you followed on that website, or you know, when you first became active in the cube design world and how you thought about the website, even just a thank you to Ben for running it at a financial loss for so many years, take out your phone, open up the voice memo app if you're on iOS. If you're on Android, I tried to Google and figure out, they don't have a default voice recorder, it sounds like, but just go in the Google Play Store and search for voice recorder and just record a little, you know, 10 second, 30 second, 1 minute, whatever voice memo, and actually send those to just andymangold@gmail.com. Sometimes the spam filter catches things that have attachments and very small email messages, so that's more likely to get to me than the official Lucky Paper mail address. I want to compile these into a little oral history, if you were, of CubeTutor, and I think there's something very humane about hearing a human voice. I think it's a lot different than reading the written word or something like that. So I think hearing the voices of people that have been touched by this website will be a nice way to memorialize it. So send your memories, send your thanks to Ben, send whatever you want to say about CubeTutor to me, andymangold@gmail.com, and I will put it in a special episode of the show that we'll have slated to come out the day that CubeTutor officially closes its doors. So if you don't know what CubeTutor is, this probably is confusing to you, and maybe you're relatively new to the cube design world. For most of you out there that have been in the cube design world and active online for more than, let's say, 3 or 4 years, you will definitely know CubeTutor and definitely have had an account on it. So send us your memories. That's it for our little brief bonus episode, but just wanted to get the word out. Export your data, move your cubes over to CubeCobra, and send us your voice memos so we can make a little time capsule just so we can capture this moment in the cube design world and what CubeTutor meant to everybody.
And a big thanks to Ben again for what he's contributed to the cube community. You can even go and be a patron for one more month and help support this last month, as it's still going to take some cost to shut it down.